Another 1,564 coronavirus deaths have been reported in the UK. That's the highest daily official figure since the pandemic began. The Prime Minister has told a group of MPs that intensive care units could be overwhelmed because of the outbreak. Chair of the British Association of Critical Care Nurses, Nikki Credland, agrees.
We've got a huge volume of patients, nowhere near enough staff to be able to manage those patients. We're hearing stories of one intensive care nurse looking after four and five fully ventilated intensive care patients, and that simply is just not sustainable.
Boris Johnson wants the vaccination programme to go 24 hours a day as soon as possible. Meanwhile, Scotland's First Minister has revealed tougher measures from Saturday, including click and collect services being restricted to essential items only. The formal debate into Donald Trump's impeachment has started in the US House of Representatives.
The President of the United States incited this insurrection, this armed rebellion against our common country. He must go. He is a clear and present danger to the nation that we all love.
That's Nancy Pelosi from the Democratic Party. House members will vote on whether to charge the president with encouraging his supporters to storm the US Capitol building last week. He condemned the violence and insists he did nothing wrong. If the vote passes, the Senate will hold a trial. A 24-year-old man's been arrested on suspicion of murder following the death of a two-week-old baby in Rochdale in Greater Manchester. Police were called to concerns for the little girl last Friday, and she died 3 days later. Six more Debenhams stores are closing. Administrators say 320 jobs are going as a result. Sport, tonight's Premier League football is just getting underway with Manchester City looking to climb into the top four. A win over Brighton would move them within 4 points of leaders Manchester United with a game in hand. That's the latest. I'm Annie Green.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
World Wide Web is proudly sponsored by Abacus Shutters, the company you can count on. Supplying shutters, gates and doors at affordable prices to Brentwood and the surrounding areas.
Rihanna. Good girl going bad. Take three. Action. No clouds in my stones. Let it rain, I hide your plane in the fan. Coming down like a Dow Jones. When the clouds come, we gone. We Rockefeller, we fly higher than weather. And she vibes are better. You know me, in anticipation for precipitation. Stack chips with a rainy day. Jay, Rain Man is back. With Little Miss Sunshine. Rihanna, where you at?
You have my heart, and we'll never be worlds apart. Maybe in magazines, but you still be my star. Baby, cause in the dark, you can't see shiny cars. And that's when you need me there. With you I'll always share. Because when the sun shines, we shine together. Told you I'll be here forever. Said I'll always be your friend. Took an oath, I must stick it out to the end.
No thumbs to get out to the end. Now that it's raining more than ever. Hello everybody, my name is Ella Webb and you are listening to Phoenix 98 FM for my show World Wide Web. Once again, in the studio with me today is my co-host, Paul Webb.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
So, today the magazine hasn't turned up, but some good news.
Don't panic.
Don't panic, yes, we still have a show. The show must go on. I have the Week Junior app on my phone, and you can download, if you are subscribed to them, you can download the magazine onto your phone. So I did that. So I still have the stories, but not on a piece of paper. They are on my phone instead. But it will still, hopefully, be the same as usual.
Of course it will. Yeah. Pressure's off the postman as well.
Yes. But our first one is World Braille Day is marked by the UN. So, on the 4th of January, World Braille Day was marked by the UN. The UN is an organisation of 193 countries that take action on human rights, peace and climate change. The Braille communication system is a remarkable invention that allows blind and partially sighted people to read. The world's first Braille Day was observed by the United Nations in 2018. It was the day the inventor, Louis Braille, was born in 1809 in France.
It's amazing, really, that it took until 2018 for the UN to recognise it.
Yes. But I never knew that it was named after the person who invented it. I never knew that there was someone called Louis Braille who was the person who invented it. But the Braille is a system of raised dots that are used in different combinations to represent letters, words, numbers and punctuation. A person is able to touch the dots with their fingertip and work out what is written without seeing it. Braille himself was injured in an accident when he was 3 years old and went blind when he was 4. Braille could remember everything he was told and did well in school, coming top of his class. When he was 15, he developed a system known today as Braille. It is used by millions of people around the world. So it's not just used where he was born in France, it's used everywhere. So even if you're sitting in your kitchen right now, I'm pretty sure there's probably something in your cupboards or right next to you even, which if you touch, you can feel a system of raised dots and you might not be able to tell what it is.
I can almost guarantee that people that are normally sighted and have not been taught in the art of Braille reading will have no chance of reading it.
But someone who is blind or partially sighted or someone who has taken classes in reading Braille or needs to know how to read Braille, maybe for part of their job, or if they have siblings of some of who are partially sighted or blind, they might be able to read it. But it's just a system of raised dots to people who can see. But to people who can't, who are either blind or are partially sighted, it's their way of reading what they're picking up. They might pick up something, and where we look at something, think, oh, okay, that's, for example, a packet of rice or something like that. They'll have to try and find the Braille on the back of it and figure out what it is. And to mark the occasion, the UN highlighted how important Braille is in giving people important information, such as facts about COVID as well. Because obviously we can read all about it on the news, on our phones, we can read it. But some people who may be blind, they can't read it on their phones. They can hear it on the news and on the TV. But where we can read a lot more about it, we can search things up about it, they might not be able to. So it is a very important thing, and it's good that World Braille Day has been marked by the UN.
Yeah. And you could even, I mean, this is a few years old now, but there's smartphones as well.
Yeah.
Because you think about, you know, an iPhone or whatever, other brands are available. But, you know, it's all on the screen. You can't feel anything. It's not like a normal, you know, an old school telephone where I think the number 5 has got a little dot on it, a little tiny dot, so that partially sighted or poorly sighted people can feel for the 5 and then they can work out where the rest of the numbers are around it.
Yeah.
Well, obviously on a glass screen, you can't do that.
No.
So they've even developed a smartphone which can work with Braille.
Wow. And I'm not too sure. I'm just sitting here in the studio and I'm looking at the keyboard in front of me, and the number 5 on the number section has a little line, which if you go feel over it, there's a little like raised line.
Yeah, and two of the letters in the middle row as well, I think.
Yes, there's F and I'm trying to find the other one. I think it might just be F. Yep, by the look of it, it's just F. But as well, so you'd be able to find where it is on the keyboard. So if you know where F is, although why can it not just go alphabetically instead? Like, that's what really confuses me about keyboards. Why can it not just go alphabetically?
Because they've been designed so that the most commonly used letters are within easy reach, which is why Q and Z are in the corners, because they're not used that often.
P and L are used quite often, though, and they're in the other corner.
Well,
I didn't design
the keyboard.
I think it would just be a lot easier if it was for everyone, really, if it was just in alphabetical order.
No, not necessarily.
Yeah, that's
because then A would be all the way up top left.
Yes,
kind
but
of
then,
moving
for
off
example,
the subject of Braille here, but
no, I'm coming back. but then, for example, someone who's blind or partially sighted, they'll know the alphabet. So if they know, if they can find where, for example, any letter, for example, F, as it is on a keyboard we have, you'll be able to find where all the other letters are. You're just saying the alphabet in your head. Where I can't memorise my keyboard. Like, if I didn't look at that and you said, what's next to H, apart from G? It's J, but I wouldn't know, though, if I didn't look.
No, but touch typists don't even need to look at the keyboard because they know exactly where. It's like pianists. Pianists don't look at the keys when they're playing a piano because their fingers know where to go. So that's what touch typists do, and I suspect that's what partially sighted people would do as well.
Yes, but as I was saying, that I like how that's it's been marked and it's now important.
It's hugely important. Yeah.
The UN are highlighting the importance of giving people information, whatever it is, whether it's on food packaging or just whatever packaging, or if it's facts about COVID-19 and things like that. Which
challenge to your listeners: find something at home that's got Braille on it.
Yes. We were trying to find in the studio just before, when Umbrella was playing, something with Braille, and we haven't yet found it, apart from the keyboard.
There's not much here, though.
But something which is like either a food packaging or something apart from the keyboard. Mm. So we are still trying to find it.
And if you do find something at home, then work out where the dots are.
Yeah.
Google what Braille is and try and work out. Close your eyes and see if you can touch and feel it. And it's really difficult.
Yes. And if you do and you would like to tell us what you've ended up finding, you can message me on my Instagram, which is worldwide_web_phoenix_FM. I'm definitely going to change that
to be the same
as my Twitter. Or my Twitter, which is a lot easier, @web_worldwide. But, yes, so if you do find something, make sure you let us know. But our first song this week is Willow by Taylor Swift.
I'm like the water when your ship rolled in that night. Rough on the surface, but you cut through like a knife. And if it was an open shut case, I never would have known from the look on your face. Lost in your current like a priceless wine. The more that you
say, the less I know. Wherever you stray, I follow. I'm begging for you to take my hand. Wreck my plans, that's my man. Life was a willow and it bent right to your wind. Head on the pillow, I could feel you sneaking in. As if you were a mythical thing, like you were a trophy or a champion ring. If there was one prize I'd cheat to win. The more that you say, the less I know. Wherever you stray, I follow. Signal and I'll meet you after dark. Show me the places where the others gave you scars. Now this is an open shut case. I guess I should have known from the look on your face. Every bit and switch was a work of art. The more that you say, the less I know. Wherever you stray, I follow. I'm begging for you. Take my hand, make my plans, that's my man. You know that my train could take you home. Anywhere else is hollow. I'm begging for you to take my hand, make my plans, that's my man. All that you say, the less I know. Whenever you stray, I follow. Begging for you to take my hand, wreck my plans, that's my man.
Was Willow by Taylor Swift. Now, I feel like I haven't done this in ages because the last couple of weeks we haven't had an Around the World update.
We haven't, have we? No.
No, because the Christmas one. We did on New Year, Christmas Eve Eve. Then New Year's Eve.
Eve.
We no, it was New Year's Eve. No, yeah, no. New Year's Eve Eve. We had little stories from the whole year. Then last year we had main stories from every month. So now,
last week almost the whole show was around the world.
Yeah, basically. Or around the year as such, but clever. There's no song called Around the Year. There might be, but I didn't find it. But yes, it's back, our Around the World update. Love this tune. But our first one, in the coasts of Kenya, a stunning coral reef has been found. So, a system of coral reefs off the coast of Kenya and Tanzania in East
Tanzania
in East Africa have been discovered by scientists. Some of the thriving wildlife spotted are including spina dolphins.
Oh. How about that?
I think it's just a dolphin. But
okay.
A spina one. Many coral reefs are in danger because of the rising sea temperatures, but it's thought that these coral reefs are healthy because they receive cool water from deep channels. These channels were formed thousands of years ago when glaciers on Mount Kilimanjaro in Tanzania I said it, melted and the running water formed and a deep basin off the coast. And I love looking at coral reefs, just all the fish there. Like, they're all so colourful. It's stunning. Such a colourful thing, the place.
Yeah.
Like, with colourful fish, colourful coral reefs, beautiful coloured coral.
Yeah, and unfortunately too many of them are being destroyed for one reason or another.
Yes.
Got to look after them.
Yes. Where are we off to now?
We are off to New Zealand, where the whole country, so the government really, has funded the purchase of COVID-19 vaccinations. And I know we don't like to talk too much about COVID-19 on this show because it's talked about on every other show. But this is really good news. New Zealand has bought COVID-19 vaccinations for its neighbouring islands in the Pacific. In the Pacific, so that includes Samoa, Tonga, and Tuvalu. So the idea, I think, is that they're obviously sharing the funding that they've got and the wealth that they've got, because they've got far greater funding than those smaller islands. But obviously, it will help them to open up their borders.
Yeah.
And New Zealand have managed the whole process really, really well from the very, very start. They had a really tight lockdown, closed the borders, didn't let anybody in. And the virus kind of just went. It didn't have anywhere to go. So they managed to get rid of it really, really quickly. I don't think they're quite out of it just yet.
But they're doing well.
But they're looking to help their neighbouring islands.
Very nice. And our last one, in Orlando in the US, a rescued pooch wins fastest dog contest. So, Philan, a four-year-old rescue dog, has won American Kennel Club's first fastest dog USA competition. The dog, a mix of greyhound and Scottish deerhound, ran 100 yards, which is 91.5 metres, in 6.346 seconds.
That's pretty rapid.
It's less than 10 seconds.
Thanks for that.
It's rapid. It's extremely fast. Philan was the quickest of 130 dogs competing in the event in Orlando, a state in Florida. Philan's owners said, "We took her in and she's stolen our hearts." Well, she'd probably run off with your hearts now. At a very, very quick pace.
Steal all the sausages as well.
If she ever got lost or ran off, you would never be able to catch her. Is that running after a really fast car normally? Just running after a fast car. Bearing in mind a dog that can run 100 yards in 6 seconds, that is very fast.
Well, that is remarkable, actually, because I've just had a really quick Google and the... Wow. So the record for a cheetah running 100 metres, so it's a little bit longer. It's 5.95 seconds.
Wow, it's almost as fast as a cheetah, and a cheetah's the fastest animal.
Yeah.
But yes, so that was our Around the World update for this week. But now we've got a double song. I'll let you listen to the songs before I tell you what they are. But here is our first one.
I don't know about you, but something in his eyes, he's keeping secrets. I don't know about you, but something in his eyes, he's keeping secrets.
What a way to drop a bombshell, baby, 'cause you really didn't think I'd find out. In the silence, crying, on the side where the lights out. Know that you're feeling, holding on my heart and hips, falling out of love again. Falling on my in bed, falling out of love again.
It's been a very, very long night, sipping with my girl, sipping wine like I don't know about you. There's something in his eyes, just keeping secrets. I don't know about you. There's something in his eyes, he's keeping secrets. Oh.
Thank you.
take a mug shot, baby. What you doing to me, screaming all out here. On my knees, I'm praying. In a room on the floor with the lights down. Close in the kitchen, I'ma light it and leave it for you. Holding up my heart and head.
Sipping with my girl, sipping wine like I don't know about you, about you, about you. Something in his eyes, he's keeping secrets. I don't know about you, about you, about you, 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 you. Something in his eyes, he's keeping secrets. Oh.
Is Phoenix 98 FM.
Stop the clocks, it's amazing. You should see the way the light dances up your hair. A million colors of hazel, golden and red. Saturday morning is fading. The sun's reflected by the coffee in your hand. My eyes are caught in your gaze all over again. We were love drunk, waiting on a miracle, trying to find ourselves in the winter snow. So alone in love, like the world had disappeared. Oh, I won't be silent and I won't let go. I
was Secrets by Regard X-Ray and Afterglow by Ed Sheeran. Now it's time for this week's food talk. I was just saying off air that it's kind of food related in a way, and it's definitely something that you should think of when you're, for example, doing your food shop. But the name of it and what it's really about isn't food talk. But it's make an eco resolution. So why not use your New Year's resolution to make a positive commitment to help the environment? Resolutions are easy to make. For example, you could choose to use less plastic for the year by carrying a reusable bag or buying fewer foods wrapped in plastic. You could commit by avoiding products that contain a type of oil called palm oil. The production of some palm oils lead to the use of cutting down the rainforest, which endangers animals such as orangutans that live in the forest. Even simply turning off the taps while brushing your teeth can save a lot of water over the years. And also, turning off the water also doesn't mean that you pay as much on your water bill.
Exactly. Win-win.
Yeah, because 2 minutes when you're brushing your teeth twice a day, 4 minutes.
At least twice
yes.
a day.
If you have the tap on for the whole of that, then it contributes.
Well, it's just unnecessary as well.
Yes. But, yes.
It's interesting because when, it's only a couple of years ago that supermarkets said, right, we're now going to charge you for plastic bags,
yeah.
for carrier bags. And at the time, everyone was like, oh, no, really? How are we going to cope? Well, actually, this has been happening in the continent for years, as we know when we go to France.
Yeah.
So, habits are quite easy to break, really. So, yeah. One thing I like is, one thing I thought of, actually, while we were talking about this earlier, is to bring it back to food, because it is meant to be food-related.
Yes.
In supermarkets now, after a couple of TV shifts, I think have kind of had a little bit of a... what's the word? I don't know. But, they've made a point about misshaped vegetables and how supermarkets are always looking for the perfect parsnip shape or the perfect carrot shape or whatever, or potatoes. They now sell sort of off shapes. So they're not quite perfect. They're a bit funky. And
who wouldn't want a funky vegetable, though?
Well, exactly. But the irony? So they're doing that so that we're not wasting food.
Yeah.
The irony is they're packed in plastic bags.
Yes.
So leave them all loose. Let the customer choose which ones they want.
Yeah. Or get, instead of where shops have the plastic bag reel, which you just pull one off and pull it off, roll one down, pull it off, have like paper bags.
Which they do now as well.
That can connect to each other. So basically, like the plastic bags, but you can pull them apart and you can put as many vegetables in it, really, that you can scan a little thing down the bottom for however many, and you can put all your fruits or vegetables in there instead of getting however many vegetables you're getting, like 5 or 6 different ones, and then using 5 or 6 different paper bags when other people might need them as well.
Yeah.
For just one item. So, yes, that one's kind of... Like, think of the little orangutans every time you use some palm oil.
Well, they go shopping. Oh, right.
Every time you use palm oil. So people are saying that it's in Nutella, but there's a bit of, is it or is it not? Because Nutella apparently use a special kind of palm oil. I don't know a lot about this. I just heard about it, that Nutella use a special kind of palm oil that doesn't affect... doesn't mean they're cutting down trees that affect the orangutans. So just try not to buy anything which has palm oil in. But make sure you do your research on what stuff you're going to actually buy and if you can substitute it for something else, maybe.
Yeah. And the point that these people that are deforesting and destroying the plantations, and palm oil is one of the many plantations that's getting destroyed. They always say, oh, yeah, but for every one we cut down, we plant another 10.
But they're baby trees.
Those baby trees are not going to be any use to anybody for about 100 years.
Yes. But now it's time for our next song. And then we've got our two little stories, our final little stories of the show today. Our next song is Monster by Shawn Mendes and Justin Bieber.
Mm-hmm. pedestal and tell me I'm the best. Raise me up into the sky until I'm short of breath. Fill me up with confidence, I say what's in my chest. Spill my words and tear me down until there's nothing left. Rearrange the pieces just to fill me with the rest, yeah. But what if I trip? What if I fall? Then am I the monster? Just let me know. And what if I sin? And what if I break it? Then am I the monster, yeah? Just let me know, yeah. I was 15 when the world put me on a pedestal. I had big dreams of doing shows and making memories. Made some bad moves, tryna act cool, upset by their jealousy. Lifting me up, lifting me up, and tearing me down, tearing me down. I take responsibility for everything I've done. Holding it against me like you're the holy one. I had a chip on my shoulder, had to let it go. Cause unforgiveness keeps them in control. I came in with good intentions, then I let it go.
Was Monster by Shawn Mendes and Justin Bieber. Now it's time for this week's two little stories. Our first one is a man wins on 160 lottery tickets. So, a man from the US almost won £600,000 on 160 lottery tickets, all with the same combination of numbers. The man, called Quan Cross, said that he had a feeling about the numbers 7314 that he'd copied down after seeing them on a TV programme. Each of the tickets he bought with this combination of the number won a top prize of around £3,700. This can't be real, Cross thought when he heard how much he had won. I had to check 82 times.
82 times.
82 times. Okay. But think, you just bought 160 lottery tickets and you saw this combination, you just did random combinations of the numbers 7314 and each of the winning combinations was £3,700. And next thing you know, boom, you've got £600,000.
Well, fair play to him. I wish I had that sort of premonition.
Well, he had a feeling.
A feeling.
Yes.
I'd like a feeling like that.
Maybe you will have a feeling.
Before the weekend's lotteries are drawn.
Well, it's just some numbers. Yeah. How do you know 7314 might be the lucky numbers this
Maybe
year?
They are.
Yep.
Who knows?
And our second one. A dog becomes deputy. So, a puppy has been named as a deputy dog at the Lee...
Deputy dog.
Deputy
For those of a certain dog. Age, deputy dog.
At a sheriff's office in Florida in the US. The King Charles Spaniel named Gunner became famous in November 2020 when he was saved from an alligator by his owner Richard Wilbanks. A video of Wilbanks freeing Gunner from the alligator was watched by millions of people. Gunner was not seriously injured in the attack, and it will now be used to help the sheriff's office educate young people about safety. It's a little puppy. I'm pretty sure I saw that video. I think it was the alligator who basically caught the puppy, but the puppy escaped.
Wow.
Yes. And now the puppy is helping the sheriff's office educate people. I don't know how the dog's going to speak.
I don't know. But this is not the first time this has happened in the great US of A and their craziness. In August 2014, a dog called Duke won an election and became the new mayor of Cormorant in Minnesota. And then in July 2018, a cat named, two words, Sweet Tart, was elected mayor of, I don't know, Omena in Michigan.
Ooh.
Bonkers.
It's like, there are a lot of animals.
And then, 4 years ago, the crazy people of America elected Donald Trump as well.
But talking about animals being mayors, it's like with the other story that we've talked about quite often.
Was it
on
a goose
show.
Or something, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, a goose or a duck that has been named mayor. But, as you've said every time, it kind of just shows the other people who are running for mayor, oh, we'd rather have a dog or a cat or a goose or any kind of animal as our mayor that can't speak, so can't make decisions and tell people, we'd much rather have a goose and a dog and a cat.
They've got another... What's the matter with these people? Ugh, this is madness. A French bulldog.
As mayor.
In 1998, I believe.
As a mayor.
Last year, a French bulldog was named mayor of Rabbit Hash in Boone County, Kentucky.
Another dog. I think the US like having animals as mayors, even though they can't speak and have their own say on things. But just imagine having a dog or a cat. What if a pig's next? It can go whenever it wants to say something. Or has that already happened?
Do you know well, I don't know about that, but the most remarkable thing about the bulldog that I just talked about is that he narrowly beat the existing mare, who was also a dog, a pit bull terrier.
Two dogs.
Cleverly named Brynith Paltrow.
So two dogs running for mayor. Or one had already gone for mayor and got mayor. Then the other one was
beat it.
Another dog that was already mayor.
Yep.
Okay. We'll just have dogs as our mayors.
Perfectly normal.
Yes. But next
Watch
up...
Watch out, Sadiq Khan.
But next up, we have another double song. And then we'll be back to say goodbye.
So soon.
The show flies. But here are our next two songs. We've got Therefore I Am by Billie Eilish and Midnight Sky by Miley Cyrus.
I'm not your friend or anything, damn. You think that you're the man. I think therefore I am. I'm not your friend or anything, damn. You think that you're the man. I think therefore I am.
Stop. What the hell are you talking about?
Get my pretty name out of your mouth. We are not the same with or without. Talk about me like how you might know how I feel. Top of the world, but your world isn't real. It wasn't ideal. So go have fun. I really couldn't care less, and you can give it my best, but just know I'm not your friend or anything, damn. You think that you're the man. I think therefore I am. I'm not your friend. To put your name next to mine, we're on different lines. So I wanna be nice enough, they don't call my bluff. Cause I hate to find articles, articles, articles. Rather you remain unremarkable. Got a lot of interviews, interviews, interviews. When they say your name, I just act confused. Did you have fun? I really couldn't care less, and you couldn't give them my best, but just know I'm not your friend or anything.
sorry. I don't think I cried tonight. I'm not your friend.
World Wide Web is proudly sponsored by Abacus Shutters, the company you can count on. Supplying shutters, gates and doors at affordable prices to Brentwood and the surrounding areas.
Go to phoenixfm.com and listen to online guest interviews. Check the events for your area and listen to great radio online.
That was Midnight Sky by Miley Cyrus and Therefore I Am by Billie Eilish. But as I said, that is all from me this week. I'll do a little bit of extra talking because we have a little bit of time. But before we do go and keep talking, that is all from me this week. But I will be back next week with
that was
more...
really like a tiny little bit of extra talking, wasn't it? 4 seconds worth or something.
But I'll be back next week with more from the week, Junior. And you'll be back. You have to be here every show. Otherwise, because you're my co-host now.
Yeah.
Anyone else is a guest.
Yeah.
And you're a co-host.
We're still trying to line up some interviews,
yes,
aren't we?
Yes, we're trying to get some good interviews on.
Just to mix it up a bit.
Yes, and because obviously we can't have anyone in the studio, but to have someone on a call, like when I had to isolate, when you called me, so I was basically on my own show, as an interviewee on my own show.
Yeah.
And when we had Anna Bassi... and before all of this happened, when we had the woman... Oh, we also had someone from Snap as well.
We had Penny Honington from Snap.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then before that, we had someone else from Snap.
Yep. We'll get some more. We'll get some more
going.
And if you know anyone, if any of the listeners know anybody that would like to be featured on the show...
Yes.
Then
put them
in touch.
They have to have a reason. They can't just say, can I come on your show, please? They have to have something to talk about.
Yes, of course.
So, for example, Anna Bassi came to talk about the week, Junior, and stuff like that. But, and remember, new week, new news here on World Wide Web. Have a lovely evening. Stay safe. It's all a goodbye from me. Goodbye. Tick tock, tick tock. Tick tock, tick tock. Tick tock. Tick tock, tick tock. I don't need no other, I'm satisfied. Doing it on my own. Only takes one lover to change a vibe. Ain't that the way it go? I don't need nobody, but you won't replay. Caught in the memory. When you touch my body and you say my name, giving me what tick I need. Tock, tick tock, tick tock. Every minute, so lost in it. Like you in my bed. Every hour, give you power. I'm losing my instead. Tick tock, tick tock. 24/7, got you on my mind. Think about you all the time. My body wants you night and day. But my head is screaming, go away. Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. 24/7, got you on my mind. Telling that I have a time. My body wants you night and day. I'm losing all control of me. Shine from a mile. Finally got back that smile.
whole day, going through motions, felt so fake. Not myself, not my best, felt like I failed the test. But every tear has been a lesson. Rejection can be God's protection. Long hard road to get that redemption, but no shortcuts to a blessing. Yeah, I'm faithful. Scratch that, baby, I'm faithful. Gotta say it's really been a while, but now I got back that smile. I'm so faithful. Scratch that, baby, I'm faithful. Now you see me shine from a mile. Finally got back that smile. 2.0 remodeled, used to be dull, now I sparkle. Had a piece of humble pie, the eagle trick saved my life. Now I got a smile like Lionel Richie, big and bright, need shades just to see me. Trying to stay alive just like I'm the Fiji. I'm on the least best of the ages. Yeah, I'm faithful, scratch that baby, I'm faithful. Gotta say it's really been a while, but now I got back that smile. See me shine from a mile. Finally got back the smile. Yeah, I'm faithful. Scratch that, baby, I'm faithful. Gotta say it's really been a